Be locked in for Saturday.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
In racing, there is no greater feeling. There is no greater history. There is no greater tradition than the Daytona 500. And this February 18th, there is no greater place to be as the Great American Race celebrates its 60th running. Last year sold out, so there is no greater time than now to guarantee your seats. Join us for the history-making 60th running of the Daytona 500. Sunday, February 18th. Guarantee your seats at 1-800-PITSHOP or Daytona500.com.
Kyle Larson won three of four midget car races in New Zealand recently, and it was part of his plan to prepare for the annual Chili Bowl Nationals in Tulsa, Oklahoma this week. So far, so good for Larson, who won on night one of the preliminary races and earned a spot in Saturday's main event.
After making mistakes last year and not making the main, I kind of made it a priority of mine to get to New Zealand this year to get some extra laps and get comfortable with the midgets and hopefully it would help, and it seems it has a little bit.
For more on the NASCAR contingent at the Chili Bowl, check out the on-demand section at MRN.com for our PodTrax feature. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back. Welcome to our number three of the Todd Brummelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Now, this is important because you may not be with us for the entire hour tonight. If you're listening to us on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, we're going to step aside coming up at the bottom of the hour for Iowa State women's basketball coverage tonight from the Cyclone Radio Network, as Bill Fennelly and the Twister Sisters have Kansas State coming to Hilton Coliseum this evening. So that means final 30 minutes of the show tonight, including the audio that we have from Kirk Ferentz in Iowa City earlier today, will come your way on our FM frequencies only, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Of course, you can also go to kgymradio.com and listen to our stream online. While you're there, vote in our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Who will win the backup quarterback job for the Hawkeyes in the fall, Spencer Petras or Peyton Manziel? Again, Emil's Hideaway, you can find him on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot, sponsoring our poll question. I mentioned this going into the top of the hour. This is fascinating. It is an interesting story from the Major League Baseball side of things involving a couple Cedar Rapids prospects, including Mitch Keller, who is the top pitching prospect in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization and will be knocking on the door of the major leagues at some point in 2018. He and his brother John have parted ways with their now former agent, Jason Wood, who has made headlines for reportedly filming his clients while they showered. ESPN had the story earlier today that a Major League Baseball Players Association member, I believe that's the correct wording here, a client of his, who is unnamed in the story, discovered while he was showering at the agent's home a camera in the shower. Yeah, it's kind of creepy, right?
Yeah.
Again, the player unnamed, some of the clients, current and former, most likely all of them soon to be former, Andrew Benintendi of the Boston Red Sox, Jake Odorizzi of the Tampa Bay Rays, David Phelps, longtime relief pitcher, Ryan Stanek, who's a Tampa Bay Ray, and Mitch Keller and his brother John. So, not every day that you see that, right? I don't know. Players spend a lot of time around their agents. Maybe going over to their house after a workout or something, and hey, hop in the shower and What's that little red light doing up there? I'm just, I don't know. That just, it makes my, it's making my skin crawl just thinking about it. But, whatever, man. I'd blow your entire career on that. It'll be interesting to see if this story develops. He was with the CSE Talent Agency. The Major League Baseball Players Association has suspended Wood pending the outcome of an investigation. When reached for comment, Minnesota's Richard Pitino said, "I'm just a basketball coach." 609, we need contestants. That's a callback to yesterday's program. If you missed it, the podcast is available at kgymradio.com. We need contestants for the 6 o'clock showdown tonight. We've got a couple tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders take on the Waterloo Blackhawks this Saturday night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. It's always a great time when the Riders and Blackhawks get together. These two teams do not like one another. And plus, you get the added bonus of seeing the very lovely and talented Jenny Valier from Z102.9, the current reigning Miss Iowa USA. She's going to be dropping the ceremonial first puck Saturday night. And we've got a couple tickets. You need to win them from us, though. We need callers number 1 and 2 right now to 319-366-1600. We'll take callers 1 and 2. We've got 7 questions. You'll have 60 seconds to answer these 7 questions. And if you do better than your opponent, you're going to be off to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena Saturday night. Of course, you can buy your tickets right now by going to the Ice Arena box office or get them online at RiderTownUSA.com. We have no cameras, by the way, not only in the bathroom here at KGYM, but in the studio. This is a camera-free zone.
In the studio.
Anywhere.
I opened up a closet earlier today, and I saw the surveillance that we
have. Oh yeah,
in our
we
building.
Got the eye in the sky. This place has more cameras than a casino.
It's
sometimes
it's wired, but none in the studio. And it goes without saying that none in the bathroom.
Oh,
that goes without saying.
Got the creepy crawlies here. By the way, that story about the agent filming people is not going to be one of the questions tonight. So if you guys think you've got a leg up on the competition, you don't. DJ in Atkins is going to answer your questions, Alex, and it looks like Sean in Cedar Rapids will be answering mine. Gentlemen, we will bring you on board now. 7 questions, 60 seconds. Did we drop Sean? Something happened with Sean. Sean needs to call back, 319-366-1600. We've got DJ in Atkins, though, and maybe this gives us an opportunity to get your questions out of the way and then set the bar for Sean, or if somebody else calls in, they can. Was that a unforced error, as they say in the business? An unforced error.
It could have been.
Okay.
It could have been. Looks like we have Sean back.
We've got Sean back with us, so dodged a bullet there. Did we need the intro?
I was waiting for it, but now
we
don't.
You know, we really don't need the intro at this point. So, gentlemen, here's the deal. 7 questions, 60 seconds. Whoever answers more correctly is going to be off to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena to see the Riders this Saturday night. Alex, I will defer to you and DJ. Last week, the decision blew up in your face. So lots of pressure here. First,
all right, DJ,
or last?
First or last?
Let's go last.
All right.
Okay, Sean.
You and Sean first.
Are you, are you up for the task of leading off here?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Tua Tagovailoa stepped in at quarterback at halftime of Monday's national championship game to lead Alabama to victory. What state is he from?
Hawaii.
Very good. Alabama was ranked number 1 in the final Associated Press Top 25 poll. Only one other team received first place votes. Who was it?
Georgia.
Which college basketball team is ranked number 1 in both the AP and coaches poll this week?
North Carolina.
Which NBA team has the best record in the Eastern Conference despite losing its prized offseason acquisition in the first game of the year?
Boston.
Very good. Following the conclusion of the college football season, what Big Ten team was ranked the highest in the way-too-early top 25 for next year?
Penn State.
True or false, Baker Mayfield will not be invited to the NFL Combine due to his arrest in February.
True.
Within 2 years, how old is new Chicago Bears head coach Matt Nagy?
36.
Oh, just missed that one. He's got two. Sean got two. Hang on, Sean, because you never know. It could hold out here, but DJ and Atkins, you and Alex are up.
All right, DJ, if you don't know the answer, just say pass. What former Chicago Cubs infielder is asking?
Hello?
DJ, you got us?
Hello?
DJ doesn't have us.
Well, we'll have to rectify this, or you do your thing over there.
DJ, do you have us?
Hello?
We'll get Kyle to reconnect with DJ here, and
this is
hopefully,
not good.
Hopefully he can he can hear us after this.
I've seen two win before, so I want to. Hopefully we get DJ on board here, and everything is copacetic.
All right, DJ, do you think you can get three?
Let's say yeah.
Okay. Well, at least we have you.
He's a confident one. Okay.
You're 60.
I'm shaking over here.
Your 60 seconds begins right now. What former Chicago Cubs infielder is asking to be traded by his current team?
Starlin Castro.
How many technical fouls has Iowa's Fran McCaffrey been whistled for this season?
Six.
Name the last team to beat Kansas at home in back-to-back seasons in college basketball.
Oh, goodness. Pass.
What NFL job is Alabama coach Nick Saban said to covet?
Pass.
The National Hockey League is reportedly eyeing expanding to this Pacific Northwest market.
Washington.
The true or false, freshman Lindell Wigginton led Iowa State in scoring last night at Kansas.
True.
Why were Iowa State fans excited about the Georgia football team this week?
Pass.
Oh, man.
Was that a tie?
It was. We need a ruling. The National Hockey League.
No, it's market. Market is has to be the city.
He said Washington.
Yeah, Washington State. The answer was Seattle. So we've got to go.
Yeah.
Got to go to the tiebreaker here, gentlemen. This is how it's going to work. DJ, Sean, if you want to answer the question, all you need to do is say your name, and the first person to say their name is going to get a chance to answer the tie-breaking question. If you answer wrong, though, then the other person wins by default. So that being said, this is a very tough tiebreaker here. But gentlemen, you're playing for Cedar Rapids Rough Riders tickets to Saturday night's game. Who did we say the Riders were playing on Saturday?
Sean.
Sean?
The Blackhawks.
Waterloo, you got it. Sorry about that, DJ. Sean beat you to the draw there.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's what happens when you worry about finding a tie-breaking question. You just have to shoot from the hip. Sean, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold, and you're going to be off to see the Riders. I bet those tickets are going to be at the will call window on Saturday night. Jenny Valier dropping the ceremonial first puck. Many of your friends from Z102.9, Rob FM, and KGYM may be in attendance as well. I have previous plans on Saturday night. Otherwise, I would be. I have yet to make it to the stable for a game this year. I am a very terrible local sports radio host. I will readily admit to that. But the Riders in action against one of their arch rivals, the Waterloo Blackhawks, on Saturday night. You can get your tickets now, RiderTownUSA.com. And even though they don't allow fighting in the USHL, you never know.
Sometimes I saw when the rivals. The only time I've been to a Riders game, I saw a fight.
Sometimes when the rivals get together,
and actually
the rules
was,
go out the window.
It was the Waterloo Blackhawks, too.
That was pesky Waterloo. Back when Waterloo had a team in the Midwest League, the Diamonds, they had a heated rivalry with the Cedar Rapids Reds. And then for 1 year, 1993, Waterloo's last year in the league with the Colonels. But Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, these two teams do not like each other, regardless of what the sport is. It's too bad they don't have a Midwest League team anymore. It'd be a nice little trip up 380 for the Colonels. But speaking of the Colonels, you've got an opportunity to join them at their Hot Stove Banquet. It is a week from tonight, believe it or not, at the East Bank Venue and Lounge in downtown Cedar Rapids. You can get your tickets right now. by going to Colonels.com. A couple former members of the Cedar Rapids Colonels who are now members of the Minnesota Twins, Zach Granite and Mitch Garver, will be in attendance. We've had Mitch on the program with us in the past, and we'll be touching base between the gym class and our show with those guys coming up over the next couple days. Mitch is an outstanding player as well. Toby Gardenhire, the Colonels manager in the upcoming season, Brian Dinkelman, the Colonels hitting coach, and a couple members of the Twins front office, as well as Chris Atterbury, the Twins radio broadcaster, whom you hear right here on 107.5 FM all summer long, the Twins radio network, proud to be an affiliate for the Minnesota Twins. Top 10 prospects are out for Baseball America, no surprise here, but Royce Lewis, the number one overall pick in last year's draft, number one on the Twins list. He was actually on the cover of the current issue of Baseball America, and it does sound as if Royce Lewis is going to be starting the year in Cedar Rapids again in 2018. Opening day, by the way, is under 80 days away. Not too long, Major League Baseball announced today every team, first time since 1968, I believe, every team will be opening the season on the same day. So no more of these single games on Sunday night and stuff like that.
I was going to say there's no Sunday night opener 3 days before everybody else
starts. Not this year. So I know a lot of baseball fans excited about that. And good opportunity for you to check out a really cool venue in downtown Cedar Rapids to the East Bank Venue and Lounge. All of the proceeds from the Colonel's Hot Stove Banquet go to the Colonel's Take the Lead initiative. They do a lot of great community events. They had a program last year called Catch with a Cop that I garnered a little bit of national attention among minor league baseball franchises, but it was a great opportunity to connect young kids in Cedar Rapids with members of the Cedar Rapids Police Department. And Colonels Take the Lead initiative, as well as the Colonels Foundation, the beneficiary of the Hot Stove Banquet, including all of the money that they take in off the silent auction as well. So hope to see many of you this time next week. We almost had a problem tonight with the final hour of the program. Were you aware? I believe you were. You were here in the studio as well during the crossover between the gym class and this show. But Mark Dukes' cell phone rang, and he was not scheduled to bowl tonight for the Rusty Nails. I feel like we're cross-pollinating here. Maybe you don't listen to their program and have no idea who the Rusty Nails are. It's their bowling team. Mark was almost called into emergency duty tonight, and he turned them down. I thought we were going to lose Kyle. We were going to have to send Kyle to be the emergency fill-in for the Rusty Nails tonight at Mays City Bowl.
I've heard he's a hell of a bowler.
But it sounds as if... Now, Scott Unash is on tonight. He's bowling in the rotation, but I thought we were going to be down a producer for the second time this week. But Kyle is still with us here on the other side of the glass. Mark is not bowling, and you can hear all about it tomorrow on the Bowling Night in America recap on the gym class between 3 and 4. And then coming up on Friday, we'll pick some games. Carl and Ernie's pick six this week. We do it all the way through the Super Bowl. Someone's going to win a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub, located on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. 622. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll go over the questions that everybody missed on the 6 o'clock showdown. Kyle's going to have a big board update for you, and then in a few minutes, we're going to step aside on 1600 AM for Iowa State women's basketball. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn. Back with more after this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a recent Irby's robot franchise, Bob.
Robots? What do they do?
They serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt in just 60 seconds with a choice of 6 tasty toppings. I've got robots in malls, movie theaters, and hospitals, and the franchisor secured these locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, managing my robots is simple. Each takes about 2 hours of maintenance a week, leaving me plenty of time to practice my short game.
Oh, nice shot. Looks like I need to get some Reese and Irby's robots.
Easiest employees you'll ever have. Just go to frailfranchising.com. Reese and Irby's will supply everything you need. They even secure you high traffic locations. Hey, where are you going?
To learn more about a Reese and Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more about your Reese and Irby's Froyo robot franchise opportunity, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 8000. froyofranchising.com, promo code 8000. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 8000.
Before, welcome back in the final couple minutes on 1600 AM tonight before we part ways for the Iowa State women. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids. You're going to have us for the duration up till 7 o'clock. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn, the third wheel in the studio with us. It's Kyle, our producer. Are you a bowler, Kyle?
Not traditionally, but I have bowled before.
I threw a change up there. My apologies. You have bowled before. If I put you on the lanes tonight as an emergency fill-in, a 300 is a perfect game. What do you think your score would be for a single game? Do you break 100 if we put you out there?
Oh, I would break 100.
It's not that easy.
I would shoot for about somewhere between 120 and 150, maybe.
Okay, that's it's respectable for somebody who's not much of a bowler. Okay.
I'm topping out at 150.
You think you could beat Kyle?
Oh.
I had never seen Kyle bowl.
Anywhere between 120 and 150, and then you just stepped up to the microphone and said, I'm topping 150.
I'm topping out. That's the best I've ever done. So I'm probably right around if I break 100, I'm
We should go bowling sometime.
Well, why not during the 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock hour here some night on Wednesday? We can crash the bowling night in America. Make it our own thing. Yeah, broadcast live from the lane, just right in the middle of league play. Why the hell not? Okay, now we're ready. Hit the reset button. The Midwest One Bank Big Board update brought to you by Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz spoke with the media in Iowa City today and had a few tidbits to deliver. First, he spoke glowingly about James Daniels and his decision to leave school for the NFL draft, even going so far as to say he's the best center prospect he's ever coached going back to his NFL days. He also said Alaric Jackson is back from break and working out with the team, essentially back in good standing after violating team rules in the bowl season. He also said that the backup quarterback competition is going to be wide open, and incoming freshman Spencer Petras will be arriving in Iowa City tomorrow. The Iowa State men hung around with 12th-ranked Kansas last night in Lawrence, but ultimately fell short 83-78. Lindell Wigginton submitted another good scoring output with 27 points on 50% from the floor. Donovan Jackson also scored 20, and Nick Weiler-Babb had 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. Cameron Lard also turned in another double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. So it was a pretty good showing as far as losses go, but the Cyclones do remain winless in the conference. The UNI men are trying to get their first conference win tonight. They're playing on the road at Indiana State right now. With about 11 minutes left in the first half, they lead 17-13. Beginning at 6:30, our show's going to be on the FM frequencies only, and that's because we'll have the Iowa State women hosting Kansas State on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And then after the show, we've got a top 10 men's matchup for you between 10th-ranked Xavier and top-ranked Villanova. You can hear that on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, or 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Plenty more to get to coming up in just a few minutes. Kirk Ferentz met the media in Iowa City earlier today to close the book on the 2017 football season. The next time we'll hear from Kirk, I have a feeling, will be next month after the final couple recruits sign. I think there's 6 or 7 more, ultimately, given the numbers that Kirk shared with us prior to the early signing period this year. What did he have to say about the departure of some of the players from the program, including James Daniels, who's headed for the NFL. You can hear that coming up with us in just a few minutes. Also, we'll give you the quick rundown of all of the missed answers or questions on the 6 o'clock showdown. Again, Riders taking on the Waterloo Blackhawks Saturday night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. You can get your tickets now, RiderTownUSA.com. UNI underway in Terre Haute, taking on Indiana State. Can they get in the win column tonight before Iowa has a chance to get the state universities off the schneid tomorrow? against the Fighting Illini. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com is going to be with us tomorrow to preview Iowa and Illinois. And Bill Bender from the Sporting News also along to talk college football. So it should be a great show with us tomorrow. If you're on 1600 AM right now, you're going to need to find another way to finish out the program with us. Maybe try online, KGYMRadio.com. We step aside for Cyclone Women's Basketball. FMs, we're back after this.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260.
We now leave regular ESPN programming to bring you this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
6:32, welcome back in the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, with you on our FM frequencies for the final 25-plus minutes tonight, 1600 AM, underway with Iowa State, Kansas State women's basketball from Hilton Coliseum. Rich Fellingham on the Call Cyclone Radio Network. We'll see how things go there tonight for the women. The ISU men fell on the road to Kansas last night. They remain winless in the Big 12. UNI looking to get off the schneid tonight. They're in Terre Haute to take on Indiana State. We'll get you a score update on that shortly. And Iowa in action tomorrow. They're on the road looking for their first Big Ten win. They'll be taking on Illinois. Revisiting really quickly the 6 o'clock showdown tonight, the questions that everybody missed. Alabama, the only other team that got a vote, a first-place vote this week, UCF, Central Florida, got 4 first-place votes. Villanova's number one in both men's basketball polls this week. Ohio State is ranked in the highest Big Ten team ranked in the way too early top 25 at number 3. Baker Mayfield, he will be at the NFL Combine. Now, that was a true or false question. And then this was close. Within 2 years, how old is new Bears head coach Matt Nagy? He is 39 years old. So the guess was 36. You had to be within 37 or 41.
Fran McCaffrey has been whistled for 3 technical fouls this season. I think 6 was the guess. The last team to beat Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse in back-to-back seasons, Iowa State.
Yeah, we learned that from John Walters yesterday. Didn't happen last night, though.
Reports say that Nick Saban is said to covet the New York Giants job. The National Hockey League is reportedly eyeing expanding to Seattle. The answer was Washington, but Seattle is the correct answer. Lindell Wigginton led Iowa State in scoring last night with 27 points. That was true. And Georgia won the Liberty Bowl last season, and that's why Iowa State fans were excited about the Georgia football team, because they followed that Liberty Bowl victory to a national runner-up season this year.
Yeah, I don't think Iowa State's probably playing in the national championship game next year like Georgia was. Georgia was a 23-1 underdog at the beginning of the year to win the college football championship this year. And speaking of, I mentioned earlier that we had the way too early, speaking of way too early, the odds on next year's college football playoff. Alabama, no surprise here, 3-1. Clemson is 7-1, and then Georgia and Ohio State are 9-1. Another couple Big Ten teams right at the top. Michigan 12-1, Penn State 14-1. And Oklahoma 20-1. Michigan State also appeared in the list that RJ Bell of pregame.com sent over, as did Wisconsin. Michigan State 25-1 and the Badgers 32-1. An interesting note from college football reported by our friend Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com. And you tell me what to make of this, because I know exactly what to make of this. Baylor's Matt Rhule reportedly interviewed for the open head coaching job with the Indianapolis Colts. Rhule has been the head coach in Baylor for 1 year, and that program is in terrible shape because of what Art Briles and his staff did to it and allowed to happen there, the lawlessness that basically almost blew that program up. Bye-bye recruiting class.
Two words. Bill O'Brien.
Exactly. O'Brien lasted, what, 2-3 years at Penn State?
I think it was 3. But there were always rumblings in those first couple years that he was going to jet for the NFL.
It looks like Matt Rhule has seen enough. He says, get me out of Waco. And, of course, he was probably hoping that if he didn't get the job that news wouldn't be public. But Adam Rittenberg ferreted the story out. And now, I guess, much like Lucy, he's got some splaining to do to those recruits, especially the ones that signed during the early signing period. And that's really, I think, fascinating to see where this goes, the early signing period, because it's going to have a lot of kids signing, have already signed with programs where coaches leave, coaches come and go. We talked about the Western Illinois coach who the day after signing day bolts for, was it Arizona State? A position coach with Arizona State. So we'll see where things go. Speaking of college football, Kirk Ferentz in Iowa City earlier today. And would you like to play Kirk Ferentz roulette, or would you like to pick and choose here?
I'm going to leave this one up to you.
Let's, you know what? Let's go ahead and pick and choose. But we'll start off with Kirk, one of his first comments today, basically looking back on 2017. Again, this news conference was to sort of close the book on 2017. So here's Kirk earlier today in Iowa City.
You know, defensively, I think we did a lot of good things this year. Certainly to have our point per game average under 20 points, that's significant, and happy about that. Things we need to probably, you know, really address right now. First of all, we're losing some tremendous players. Just mentioned Josh, Nate Budget up front, and then obviously 4 senior linebackers that played well on special teams and obviously played well on defense, so that's a concern. I think we can improve our run defense. That certainly wasn't maybe as stout as we'd like it this year. And then the other thing, too, just talking about being more opportunistic when we get an opportunity and some of these things showed up in the bowl game. If we get a chance to pin the team back in there inside their 10-yard line, taking advantage of those opportunities so we can flip field position. I think offensively, saw some good things there, and I think at times we really flashed and did some good things and took advantage of our personnel, I think, pretty wisely. But on the list of things that we have to address, certainly it starts with ball security. We had the ball loose way too many times. Did a good job in the passing game that way, but as far as touching the ball, that ball was out way too much. I think just our overall consistency on fundamental and basic play. You know, again, you look at the bowl game, look at that tape, and you'll see a lot of things I think that are correctable and improvable. And then just, and this is probably true in every segment, but mostly on the offensive side, our football awareness. There are times, again, you just look at the bowl game, thinking exactly of one snap right now where our football awareness, you know, we started out okay and then just kind of lose sight or lose focus and end up giving a sack uncontested that is not a good thing. So a couple things on the list there. We'll get into more detail as the out-of-season progresses, but those are things that jump out. And then special teams, not to neglect that. Obviously, our punting game's got to improve.
Punting game obviously has got to improve.
The understatement of 2018.
Yeah. Kyle's mentioned this on the big board today, but this was interesting to hear because Kirk Ferentz has been around for a very long time. He was asked about James Daniels' decision to leave early for the NFL, and if you haven't heard what Kirk said about James Daniels earlier today, this is eye-opening what he had to say about the talent level that the now former Hawkeye center possessed, at least in his eyes.
Kirk, what's your initial thoughts on how to replace James Daniels? I know he played such a key role in that
line. You know, we as you might imagine, you know, I knew that was a possibility, at least thought it would be a possibility. And I'll say this about James, just, you know, I don't know if I've ever coached a more talented center prospect, and that includes my time in the NFL. He's got some skills that are just really you know, unusual, and he's a really intelligent guy. And one interesting thing about him, you know, you get the feedback from the NFL folks. That's strictly off film. They haven't had a chance to really investigate the kind of person he is and his intelligence, all those things, kind of personality he's got. So I think both in his case and Josh's case, those things are just going to elevate their status. So, I mean, you know, it was a realistic possibility that he may make this decision. And yeah, so obviously we've got Keegan Render was our next man at that position. Cole Brandwert's worked there, Spencer Williams. So we've had a couple guys rotating, and that's really what the next 4 months or 5 months, 6 months, 7 months are about, trying to figure out who will be ready when September comes around.
So are you saying you think James is ready for this? So?
Oh, no question, yeah. I mean, I think both these guys, you know, they had a good decision. And again, I was on record last year saying I think it would have been detrimental to Akram to go out last year. I really believe that. I think better served him to be here a year. And I'll say this, I think it's better for any player. Quite frankly, I think they're more mature, more NFL ready, if you will. But James is a hell of a developmental prospect, if you will. In my mind, he could go and play guard for anybody next year, just about anybody in the league, maybe not anybody, but he's that kind of player. And, you know, Josh is a really good player too.
The best center prospect that he has ever coached, including his time with the Browns and the Ravens. And people are wondering why James Daniels is going to the NFL early. He's got a history of injury issues, and he's good right now, but he may be one or two injuries away from not being good.
I mean, you come back for your senior season and as an offensive lineman, and that's always the risk you're willing to take. But I just remember that first media day where we were actually allowed to speak to James Daniels. In case you don't know, Iowa doesn't allow reporters to speak to true freshmen. So after his true freshman season, media day, and then through the spring, we were allowed to talk to him. And just the eye test. He's all of 6'4". He's all of 295, 300 pounds. He's got that athletic build, and he seems to be a very cerebral guy. And you can see that on the field. And all that combination of three right there is going to draw the eyes of a lot of NFL scouts. And I knew from that second that he was going to be one of those guys where you're worried about him leaving early if you're an Iowa fan. And just to hear Kirk Ferentz say that he's one of the top prospects that he's ever coached at that position, I took away from that, from him saying that, I took away, yes, he's a little bit raw. Yes, he still has some work to do, but the talent mixed with the demeanor and the intelligence of James Daniels is going to make him a high pick. And you might need a little bit of time to work with him, but he can play for anybody.
Quarterbacks, also a subject of a question today for Kirk Ferentz. Our poll question today at KGYMradio.com is, with Tyler Wiegers out of the picture, who's going to be the backup quarterback to Nate Stanley next year? One already on campus, Peyton Manziel. The other one arriving tomorrow in Spencer Petras. And here's what Kirk had to say about quarterback depth and a comment about the character of Tyler Wiegers, who's leaving the program for Eastern Michigan.
With Wiggers leaving, are you comfortable with your quarterback depth right now?
Yeah. Again, just like we talked about James, knew that was a possibility. As Josh's season evolved, became a distinct possibility that he may leave. And then certainly Tyler's, Tyler's situation I look at like Cody's and Jake's, a couple of years back, where I don't perceive that as a selfish move at all. I think quarterbacks are a unique discussion, me personally. And when they transfer, it's probably a good thing in sometimes, because – we haven't had a better kid in our program in 19 years than Tyler Wiegers. What a tremendous young man, tremendous family. And he's done everything we've asked him to do. And I can't tell you all the things he does work-wise, like extra work that, I've seen him do. And I know he does a lot of stuff that, as do a lot of our players. I don't see everything, obviously, but I'm not like Santa Claus. But anyway, this guy just works like a dog. And so I'm happy for him. I'm really excited. I hope he has a great year, and I think he will.
As long as he doesn't bark like a dog. Bark like a dog.
Did he just go take a page out of Donald Trump's playbook?
I thought you were going to say
Fran's playbook at the same time.
Yeah, no, 19 years program, best kid ever.
Best ever, and then like a dog.
We'll say...
Interesting.
He worked really hard. He's got one touchdown pass in Iowa history to Ivory Kelly Martin, and... he goes presumably to become the starting quarterback at Eastern Michigan his final year. Tyler Wiegers does, but it does leave Iowa, as we talked with Mark Morehouse earlier in the program tonight, riding this carousel of the backup quarterback almost year in and year out at Iowa being an extremely young player. 2 years ago, it was Nate Stanley as a true freshman who beat out Tyler Wiegers to be C.J. Beathard's number two, and then you had a little bit of experience this year in Wiegers. Now next year, whoever it is, whether it's Peyton Manziel or whether it's Spencer Petras, it's going to be a youngster again. So that could rear its ugly head if there were an injury to Nate Stanley next year, or one of those two guys could step in and be a stud. I guess you just don't know. Anything else on here that you think bears sharing with the audience? I'll let you, it's like choose your own adventure. I've picked a couple here, but I'll let you make the call on anything else that you think folks should hear from Kirk today.
I just wanted to hear his thoughts on the, now that Josh Jackson is officially heading to the NFL draft, the thoughts on this, his thoughts on the past year of Jackson going from being a backup to a potential first round pick.
How rare is it for a player like Josh, the guy who kind of lost that third cornerback spot last year, and all of a sudden just jumps into a starting role and has a, ties the school record for interceptions. I mean, have you ever seen something like that before where it takes 1 year and he's making that jump?
Yeah, I haven't thought it out completely, but the guy, without thinking much about it, and pardon me for not thinking it out, but I just haven't, but it did occur. I mean, to me, it's kind of the Brad Banks story in some ways. Brad Banks had one offer coming out as a quarterback. I think NC State offered him as a receiver. And Brad's not that fast. They screwed that one up. But anyway, he had one quarterback offer, ends up being AP Player of the Year, runner-up to the Heisman, Big Ten Player of the Year, all that stuff. I still think that's one of the greatest stories ever. But to your point, yeah, Regumba beat Josh out last year. I mean, Regumba played against Michigan, not Josh. But as I told you, 2 years ago, you saw him competing, getting better and better. He's always had a great work ethic and attitude. So, for him to play, I thought he's going to play good this year, but, I'm not going to stand up here and take. I mean, he's going to be on that wall over there. That's hard to get up there. And people throw terms around. Like, that's hard to get on that wall. So for him to play the way he did. But the best part is, and it's true, most of those guys up there, I think I have to find somebody's an exception. Those are our best guys, too. They're not only really good players, but those guys are, like, stellar guys. And they don't come better than Josh, tremendous young man.
Whoa. They don't come better than Josh, but Tyler Wiegers.
Tyler Wiegers is the best kid ever.
By the way, in the history of all mankind, the great stories are ranked Jesus returning from the dead and Brad Banks winning AP Player of the Year. It's one of the great stories. It's going to have a hard time to beat out anything biblical. But I know where he's coming from on that. Brad Banks was a guy who was number two, and number two for a reason behind Kyle McCann on the depth chart in 2001, despite what you tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists out there think. Just blows up onto the college football scene in 2002, his lone year as Iowa starter, AP Player of the Year, the Chicago Tribune Silver Football Award winner, runner-up to Carson Palmer and the Heisman. Didn't even mention this, by the way, Carson Palmer announcing that he is retired from the NFL after a lengthy NFL career. So the guy that tormented the Hawkeyes in their first trip to the Orange Bowl officially hanging it up. But that's a little sampling of what Kirk Ferentz had to say earlier today in Iowa City, as the book is now closed on 2017. Pinstripe Bowl champions. We'll see what 2018 holds in store. Morehouse, did I hear him right earlier today predicting 9 or 10 wins?
He did. And
for the Hawkeyes next year.
I wanted to ask him this, and I think it's funny to look back. I kept speculating prior to that bowl game what the off-season chatter would be around this program in both scenarios, whether they won that Pinstripe Bowl or whether they lost it. And the chatter around the team was not going to be very good had they lost it, but this is going to be a pretty smooth sailing offseason for this football team, is it not? I mean, you go from possibly losing that Pinstripe Bowl, having the fact that they've lost however many bowl games in a row, to winning it and people speculating that you'll win 10 games next year.
Barring some sort of completely out of the blue blow up this offseason where a key guy decides he's going to leave school or he gets in trouble with the law or something. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Yeah, it should be a very nice, quiet, low-key offseason. Gives Kirk and his wife plenty of time to settle their court disputes with the neighbors. 6:50, we'll step aside, take a quick break. How is UNI doing at the Holman Center against Indiana State right now? That game is in progress. Kyle's going to have a score update for you and more on your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. He'll be with us when we return after this. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Right now, it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Finishing up strong after this.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back in. Final couple minutes of a Wednesday edition of the program. Joining us tomorrow, Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. Iowa on the road at the State Farm Center in Champaign to take on the Illinois Fighting Illini. Somebody is going to get out of the basement in the Big Ten. Will it be the Hawks? We'll talk about that and more with Tom. Plus, Bill Bender from the Sporting News is with us to sort of, again, close the book on the 2017 college football season. Would ya? Is on the way, and a whole lot more. You're grimacing over there.
I know.
Are you in
pain? I was crying.
Oh.
Due to the fact that we're closing the book on the college football season.
Well, the book is never truly closed. Some of the pages are bent over so you can open it and find your spot. But, yeah, you know what we're metaphorically speaking. 319-366-1600, the Hartin and Stocker text line, quite busy tonight, especially early on when we were talking about the Stalkers and Gawkers bus tour that will never be driving past Kirk and Mary Ferentz's house. So let's send it over to Kyle. We'll check in on you and I and Indiana State, among other things. Your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz spoke with the media in Iowa City today and had a few tidbits to deliver. First, he spoke glowingly about James Daniels and his decision to leave school for the NFL draft, even going so far as to say he's the best center prospect he's coached going back to his NFL days. He also said that Alaric Jackson is back from break and working out with the team, essentially back in good standing after violating team rules during the bowl season. He also said the backup quarterback competition will be wide open and incoming freshman Spencer Petras will be arriving in Iowa City tomorrow. The Iowa State men hung around with 12th-ranked Kansas last night in Lawrence, but ultimately fell short 83-78. Lindell Wigginton submitted another good scoring output with 27 points on 50% from the floor. Donovan Jackson also scored 20, and Nick Weiler-Babb had 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. Cameron Lard also turned in another double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. So it was really a pretty good showing as far as losses go, but the Cyclones do remain winless in the conference. The UNI men are also trying to get their first conference win tonight. They're playing on the road at Indiana State right now. UNI holds a 38-31 lead at halftime, and Taiwan Pickard has a game-high 13. Right now, over on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, we've got the Iowa State women hosting Kansas State. The Cyclones led 19-18 after the first quarter. They're getting started right now. And then after the show, we've got a top 10 men's matchup for you between 10th-ranked Xavier and top-ranked Villanova. You can hear that on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, or 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
It's happening. It's happening. Northern Iowa is leading.
Don't jinx them.
Don't jinx
don't
it?
Don't jinx them. I know the jinxes don't exist, but in this case, when the state of Iowa...
Open the taps at Moggers. Gary's going to need... Guys, I'm going to need a celebratory pint or two at Mr. Moggers after the game is over.
And
don't blow it, you and I.
A salmon?
Don't blow it, you and I. Iowa, I'm not sold on Iowa doing all that terrible tomorrow. I think Iowa's better than Illinois, but the Hawkeyes just need to figure out what the heck is going on at this point. Again, we'll talk with Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com on the program. Lots more to get to, including we'll talk a little baseball tomorrow as well, because there's not a whole lot going on right now with the free agent class of 2017, and something's got to give. Spring training is right around the corner. I know Alex loves when I use that phrase. And a topic we were going to get to today on the program, but we were wall-to-wall with guests and audio and didn't get a chance to, but what do things look like moving forward into 2018, sort of piggybacking off of Kirk Ferentz having his final media availability of the 2017 season today? What are things going to look like, pressing needs and whatnot, for the Hawkeyes and Cyclones as they gear up? Morehouse thinks Iowa's good for 10 wins. Brent Bloom and the folks at Cyclone Fanatic are buying national championship tickets for Iowa State. Boy, this could be this could be one of the biggest Cyclone Iowa State Cyhawks series football games of all time this coming September.
Thank you, Kirk and Fran.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. This is the greatest show ever. I'm number one because there is no number two, but this is the greatest show that we've ever done. Right? That's how it works? Pretty simple. Join us tomorrow. Talk Hawkeyes and more. Thanks for Hawkeyes and more. Thanks.